This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Dave Goss. We are live on Facebook and on our website, therealside.com. There is a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends, or you can invite your friends to the website. Whatever you want to do, just as long as you participate, we greatly appreciate it. If you feel like calling in, go ahead. Phone number is 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. All right, we're back for our third hour. I want to get into impeachment talks, but I'm going to have Jeff Reynolds, author, come on a little bit later, and we're going to talk about that, because that is just, it's just watching a circus. And, you know, that's the second time I've mentioned circus tonight, because the 25th district is a circus, and now this is a circus. This is almost worse than a circus. This is like a sad clown circus. But we're going to get into that a little bit later. One of the things that, I feel that the news, or that the mainstream media, is trying to push is Melania Trump to distract from their nothing burger impeachment. And it's the Washington Post, God bless their souls. They're just awful, but they put out an article yesterday, a perspective, from in the style section. It says, is Melania Trump sending coded messages, or are we just talking to ourselves? Well, I can guarantee you that it's the latter, Washington Post. You are all just talking to yourselves. There's this reporter put out CNN's Kate Bennett, that's who it is. She has been stuck with Melania to report on her for the last couple of years. And she put out an unauthorized biography of Melania called Free Melania. And it's Free, Melania. So is she saying, like, be free, Melania? Or is she trying to say that Melania is in some sort of capture, like, hostage situation, which she's not? But of course, that's how they want to say it. They want to portray Donald Trump as negatively as possible. So they're going to say that he's holding his wife hostage, which she's not. She's a free woman to do what she wants. And she's done so much. She's done so much for this country, being in the role of FLOTUS. And, you know, her demeanor, her attitude. She's a beautiful woman. She dresses in a way that we missed when we had Michelle. She's just upstanding, and, you know, she's not looking like she's dressed in a lampshade. And she, of course, is the one that's not ever put on any of these magazine covers. So it's very interesting to watch, her, but the fact that they think that the way that she's dressing, in certain things, like, she wore a blouse that was the color of those pink hats. I'm not going to use the word, but they try to say that was an intentional sign, or that when she dresses in a pantsuit, that's a direct jab at President Trump, because quote unquote, the president prefers women in dresses. I think that Donald will, that President Trump, Donald allows his wife to dress how she wants to dress. She's a model. She knows fashion. He's going to allow her to do what she wants to do to be comfortable. It's not a coincidence that she was wearing white. It has nothing to do with the suffragists. It's not intentional at all for that. When she wore her jacket, when she went to visit the detention centers, doesn't look like I care I really don't care. Do you? That's what it said on the back of the jacket. And of course they think that was a jab at Ivanka, cause that was a czar jacket, and Ivanka is a czar fan. And Melania, and they're trying to say that was a way for Melania to taunt Ivanka. And I just think it's pretty pathetic that they're trying to use this as a way to kind of put a rift in between the wonderful marriage that Donald has with Melania, and then also with Melania technically being the stepmother of Ivanka, trying to put a wedge in there. And it's Melania's done. She's tried so hard and done so well as a first lady they keep trying to attack Donald, and it's not working. So now they have to go and attack his wife. And I think that's pretty pathetic on their part. She also writes, a picture of her ponytail, caption Thursday. It's probably just a picture of a ponytail, but they're going to try to say that it's something else. And there's no symbolism in this at all. There's nothing that Melania is trying to portray. It's not a cry for help. It's just Melania being Melania, being a wonderful woman, being a wonderful first lady. She's out there. She cares. She did a wonderful, wonderful, video of showing off the White House and the Christmas decorations. And of course, what does the Washington Post do? They try to take a jab at her about the jacket that she had on because she looked good in it. I mean, that's what we're dealing with with publications like the Washington Post these days. There's not symbolism in any of this. I just feel that she is being completely mistreated. And the fact that there's a whole lot that's coming up as we get closer to the release of the IG report on Monday, with the nothing burger, impeachment that's going on. They're trying to find anything to distract from the impeachment that is not going anywhere. So, we're going to start talking about the impeachment in a little bit. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5000. 5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wow? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Dave Goss. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out, therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anywhere, anytime. Take it with you. Share it with your friends. Get them hooked, because this show is great, even when I'm not on it. Just kidding. Joe's actually much better than I am. Anyways, I want to get into one more topic before we have our caller call in and start discussing the impeachment. And right now, hospitals are suing the Trump administration, because the Trump administration is trying to put out a rule forcing them to disclose the secret rates that they give to the insurers. Now, this is a much better way of going about getting affordable health care rather than forcing people to pay for it or fining them if they don't. This is a way of the hospitals having to show what the actual costs are of your visits, your procedures, your prescriptions, everything. And And the president wants that, wants everyone to be playing on a level playing field. And the hospitals are suing because, of course, you know, the doctors and the nurses are great people. They're not the ones that are suing. It's the money people behind the hospitals. Those are the ones that are suing. The lawsuit filed says that the rule compelling the hospitals to publish their negotiated rates with insurers violates the First Amendment and goes beyond the statutory intent of the Affordable Care Act. Well, if they're already invoking the Affordable Care Act, you know that they don't have the best interest for me and for you. They say the burden of compliance with the rule is enormous. Yeah, as it should be. And way out of line with any projected benefits associated with the rule. Well, it's because it doesn't benefit them. It benefits you and me. It lets us know what we're paying, and it basically gives us a chance to choose the hospital that'll give us the best care for the best price. And they don't want that because they just want you going to whatever hospital you've already picked and paying them the egregious amount of money. I mean, if we go back if you wanted to go get a procedure that cost $100, now that procedure costs $5,000, $10,000. And it's all because they can get more money by going through the insurance to get this. The groups say the disclosure under the rule would be compelled speech in violation of the First Amendment. And no, that is not compelled speech. That is saying you're going to show us the operating costs so that we can make the best decision on which hospital to go with. We are not compelling you to say something that you don't want to say. It's erroneous. We are compelling you to give us correct information so that we can make the best financial decisions so that we can have the best health care without going bankrupt ourselves. They're asking for an expedited decision, of course, because they don't want anybody to chime in on this. That's why I wanted to talk about this so we can get it out to you and you can talk to your friends and we can get it further and further. Go search for Hospital Sues Trump and start sharing these articles. Let people know what's happening. Let them know that you are being taken advantage of by these hospitals in favor, because they want to be in favor of the insurances, because they get more money that way. The hospitals could otherwise spend needless time and resources preparing for a rule that may be invalidated by courts. That's their reason for expediting it. No, that's not. They want to get it out of the way so that they no longer have to, have to deal with this, and they can just continue to make the money hand over fist the way that they are. This is something that the people need to really be involved with, because this is your money and this is your health. You know, forcing people to pay for a private company product, which is essentially what the Obamacare did, the Affordable Care Act. It forced people to buy a private company product. And that's not the way that we work. That's not the way the United States work. That's not the way that the founding fathers intended anything to be within our United States. So this is something that really needs to get out there, and we need to find a way to make healthcare more affordable for the everyday person. Because if you're paying $600-$700 a month and you go to the hospital two times a year, I mean, what's the point of that? I mean, where's that money going? Money's going to the insurers, and then the insurers have a negotiated deal with the hospitals, and the insurers get to keep money. The cost of whatever procedure or surgery or whatever it is, we need to know those prices so that we can all, like I said, we can all be on a level playing field. So that's just something that I just wanted to get out there real quick, because we're going to be going into impeachment here soon. And as I transition over to that, there's one thing that really, really, really bothered me, as far as these impeachment hearings. And that was, I can't forget, I'm drawing a blank on her name. I should have had this up right now, but she was the one that brought up the whole Barron, that President Trump can name his son Barron, but he can't make him a Barron. At no point ever, ever did he say that he wanted to appoint his son to some sort of royalty level position. That is just something that she probably thought of during Thanksgiving dinner, got a good laugh out of her liberal family, or maybe she had some conservative family there that would just roll their eyes at it. But it was the most ridiculous thing. And Pamela Carlin. And if you look at what she did before this, you know, there's pictures of her with Eric Holder, pictures of her with Hillary. She's obvious, and she couldn't even raise her hand when Matt Gaetz asked if there's any factual evidence that showed that there's a reason that Trump should be impeached. So she was just there to say, I hate Trump. I don't like Trump. That was all she did. And that's what it sounds like most of the other people did. So it's this, it's this know nothing, go nowhere impeachment is just going to continue to be played out. Like I said, earlier, they're going to try to push the articles of impeachment before the IG report comes out regarding, everything on Monday, which is going to be real fun to see. Hoping that there's something good in there. You never know. You can't tell. It could be nothing either. I mean, we haven't seen it yet. We have to wait until Monday, but we're all hoping that it's a nice early Christmas present. And, we're going to see what happens. But, we're going to come back in a little bit. Hopefully our guests will be able to call in by then. And, we're going to get further into this impeachment inquiry, this sham, this hoax, this abuse of power that should not be going on within Congress. Anyways, we'll be back shortly.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An aviation student from Saudi Arabia opened fire in a classroom at the Naval Air Station Pensacola, killing three people in an attack the Saudi government quickly condemned and that United States officials were investigating for possible links to terrorism. The assault, which ended when a sheriff's deputy killed the attacker, was the second fatal shooting at a Navy base this week. 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. One of the deputies was shot in the arm and the other in the knee, both expected to recover. The shooter was a member of the Saudi military who was in aviation training at the base, according to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. President Donald Trump declined to say whether the shooting was terrorism-related. He tweeted his condolences to the families of the victims and noted he had received a phone call from Saudi King Salman. He said the king told him the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Dave Goss. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com. We also have an Android and Apple app, so you can take us anywhere you want. Well, welcome back, everybody. For this last half an hour, we are going to be talking about the impeachment. I started on it a little bit earlier, but we have Jeff Reynolds who's going to be joining with us. Jeff Reynolds is a podcaster and an author. His book, where'd it go? Oh, here it is. Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. Jeff, are you here with us?
I am. How are you, Dave? Good to hear you.
Good to hear from you too, Jeff. Glad you could join us this evening.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. This is going to be a lot of fun. And I never realized what a rich, sonorous radio voice you have.
Well, thank you very much. That's the only reason why Joe lets me do this, is because of my voice. So this impeachment is going nowhere. We all know that already. What's your thoughts on this? What do you think the Democrats are really trying to do? Because we know that they have no evidence. Not a single witness that they brought in to testify has said that they found anything that would bring about impeachment against Trump. So what do you think they're trying to do here, man?
Well, I wrote about this in my book, and I recently wrote an article for PJ Media covering this. It's that impeachment has been their plan all along. They had a plan. They started planning for impeachment before he was even inaugurated. He hadn't even taken office yet when they were formulating their plan to impeach. This goes all the way to the top of the DNC and the congressional leaders and the donors in particular. That's what I wrote about was, you know, the people like Tom Steyer that everybody knows about, Michael Bloomberg and George Soros, but all the other foundations that are involved in all this stuff too, and all this massive amount of money. They basically created a framework for impeachment and then have just been trying to find anything to fit into that framework because that's the only way that they knew they could defeat Donald Trump. And I think you saw this when they first opened up their impeachment inquiry several weeks ago now in Congress. Adam Schiff wrote one of the reasons that they opened up the inquiry was because they knew that they were going that he was going to win in 2020. That was one of the stated reasons. So this is all about defeating Donald Trump. It's not about any sort of legal procedure in any way.
Right. And this is, and so they started off as, well, I mean, they, like you said, they've been looking for something here and there, as much as they could. And then they eventually settled on the Ukraine phone call, which first they tried to call quid pro quo. When that didn't work out, then they called it bribery. When that didn't work out, now they're calling it abuse of power, which I find extremely ironic considering that, that's what they're doing. They're using an abuse of power right now to do this, especially Schiff.
Clearly, yeah, and that's how they operate. I mean, if you pay close attention to what they say, and no, why would you, I guess, but if you have to know what they're doing, then you pay attention to what they say. It's just like the climate change debate, right? It's now climate change. It's not global warming anymore because there's no there. It's the same thing with impeachment. You know, it's the exact same act. It's the exact same action as president that he took, and they've called it three different things now because nothing's sticking. I think several writers astutely pointed out last week or the week before that there was with quid pro quo that wasn't going to work because that doesn't rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. So they changed it to bribery because that's listed as one of the high crimes. Or not listed, but that's generally recognized as one of the high crimes that can be impeachable. But they knew that didn't stick either, and that's why they switched to another term.
Right. And like I said, when they talked about that this is now abuse of power, like Adam Schiff is completely abusing his power when he's getting the call, obtaining the call records and publishing the call records for Devin Nunes. There's no more.
That's just dangerous, you know.
Yes,
that's just him lashing out and flexing his muscles to try to intimidate a sitting congressman. There's nothing more to that than that. There's nothing legal about him doing that.
Right. And there's nothing, and Trump's doing such a good job right now. Like I said, we had the 266 new jobs, 54,000 of those new manufacturing jobs. So apparently if they have those jobs coming in, then the best way to defeat Trump is taxpayer funded health care to non-citizens. And if that doesn't work, then go ahead and impeach the guy. You know, because he's doing
right.
Such a good job that they're so upset that they're just trying to find anything to make sure that he doesn't get elected, and he's basically a shoo-in in 2020 at this point, unless he does something irrationally stupid, which I don't really see him doing that this close to the election.
The only thing that could stop his re-election at this point is a recession. Now, what the Democrats are doing, I actually have a friend who is putting, I might actually write an article about this. A good friend of mine put out the theory that they're trying to lose on purpose so they have four more years of fundraising off of the bad orange man, which I think, there's some truth to that because they're doing everything they can to lose this election. It's really quite obvious, you know?
Right.
And
yes.
So, I look at what they're doing and, I don't think they even care if impeachment is successful. They really just want to smear him and tarnish him and drag him down as much as they can so that he can't actually get reelected, or he goes into 2020 so smeared and so damaged that they have a chance to beat him. But I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that has a chance of working.
I don't think it has a chance of working either. And, me and Cody were just talking earlier, and, even with Bloomberg getting in, he doesn't want any negative press from Bloomberg against any Democrat candidates. I don't even think that this guy's really running to run for president. He's running so that he can put out a bunch of ads to bash Trump. And
now,
like
that's
you said,
a really good point.
And because that's all he's doing.
Yeah, no, I don't think, well, there are two theories here that are equally likely. One is that he's out there just running interference and spending a bunch of money to run pro-Democrat ads and anti-Trump ads, more importantly. The other theory is that he's there to clean up, to back clean up because he knows that the field is so bad, you know?
Right. Yeah,
it could be both, too.
It could be, but back real quick back to the abuse of power with Schiff. Another thing that he's done is there's a journalist by the name of John Solomon, who obtained his phone records too, And now that's a clear violation of John Solomon's protected under the First Amendment, and he's not been accused of any crimes. The only thing that he's done is he wrote about alleged Ukraine collusion with the Democrats.
Right. Well, that's what they do, right? They intimidate journalists. Look at Andy Ngo up here in Portland.
Yes.
The guy that has, all he does is go out and film Antifa riots. And for that, he gets viciously attacked to the point where he had a brain bleed during one attack over the summer.
Yes, I saw that. He had gotten hit with pepper spray and then bashed over the head. And so they're pouring milk in his eyes just to alleviate that. And then, yeah, he had to go to the hospital to have surgery. There's other reporters that, independent reporters like Andy Ngo that are also being blindsided. Tim Pool, he's had to deal with some stuff. Ford Fisher, same idea. These guys just go out. They're not trying to be left or right. They're just trying to get information out, and the information shows what the Democrats are doing, and so they have to go and attack these guys to try to save face for themselves.
That's exactly right. And so they go out. There are two objectives to their tactics here. One is that it's obviously a bullying attempt. It's trying to intimidate people into silence. In some cases it works, in some cases it doesn't. But whenever in any sort of a political campaign, the reason you do negative campaigning against a candidate is to suppress their base. That's what the Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to put so much negativity out there about Donald Trump that his base will not be motivated to go out and reelect him. That's their only shot. I think they're taking a moonshot knowing that they don't have anything else that they can rely on.
Which is absolutely ridiculous for them to do because they've done this before. They've been doing this ever since he got elected. They've been doing this since 2015. They've been trying to silence Trump supporters. And all that they've done is they've silenced them, but that doesn't mean they're not going to vote for him. It doesn't mean they're not going to support him. He's still going to get the votes.
They were silent in the 2016 election, weren't they? There were a lot of people that refused to answer the polls, and that's why the polls were so off and didn't show Donald Trump winning. I think that was a strong factor.
Exactly. Well, go ahead. Hold on to the line for just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jeff Reynolds.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support wear and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Welcome back to the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Dave Goss. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anywhere at any time. Show it to your friends. Share it with your friends. Make them some watchers and listeners of this wonderful show. Anyways, Jeff, you still there with us?
Here, man. Thanks for having me back. This is a lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad to have you again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jeff Reynolds. He is a podcaster and an author. Tell us a little bit about your book, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Because one of the things I wanted to emphasize about the impeachment stuff is that they've been trying to plan this all along. So they had this whole plan not to normalize Donald Trump, not to allow him to be normalized to the American people. And that, they've been working on that since the day after Election Day 2016. And I wrote about that in my book. It's called Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. And I try to track all of the dark money on the left and all of the huge amounts of money that have been poured into these campaigns to push this radical leftist agenda, whether it's environmental, whether it's economic, an economic agenda, whether it's undermining our actual constitution. It all comes from the same place. It all comes from these these foundations and these billionaires that are out there funding the most radical of anti-American campaigns. So that's what I wanted to do with the book, is to try to trace the money, follow the money and see where it's all coming from.
Right. And one of the things that I found very interesting was is comparing the talking points that Democrats say today compared to what they were saying in 98 during Clinton's impeachment. It's the exact opposite. They're just being completely hypocritical over what they believe should be an impeachable offense. Why we should be writing articles of impeachment, why we should even start an inquiry. Nadler, back in 98, he said that unless you have a big majority support of both sides, that you shouldn't even do an inquiry, let alone request articles of impeachment, which today we know Nancy Pelosi asked for articles of impeachment. So why do you think that is it just like you said, this is just a moonshot, right? This is just them trying to do everything they can?
Yeah, that's the only thing they can do, because they know that they're facing a juggernaut. But I think it's funny that Nadler said in 98 that it should be a large majority of both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, because there are several Democrats that are likely not to vote in favor of the articles of impeachment because they're in moderate swing districts and they know they're going to get nailed in 2020 if they vote for impeachment. So this is going to be interesting to watch, that, you know, the real radical left fringe of the Democratic Party, which, you know, is kind of a scary thought in itself, but they're going to be pushing for impeachment. Where all of these other guys in the middle are going to need protection. And if they vote no for impeachment, they're screwed. If they vote yes for impeachment, they're screwed. So they're in a no-win situation, and this could actually lose them the House.
Yes, and that's something that I've actually been thinking about, and is the damage that it's going to do to them. They have this some sort of fantasy, believing that by doing all of this, that this is going to push them more towards gaining the Senate, which I don't understand that thinking at all. I don't understand where they believe.
I think what they're trying to do is set up the Senate, saying, "Oh, well, it's just a partisan hack job that they're not going to vote to remove Trump from office because it's all a bunch of Republicans in control, and that's why we need to get the Senate." I think that's their only messaging. I don't think it's going to work, but that's their tactic. And like I said before, it's all negative stuff, just trying to smear Trump as much as they can. They've lost the argument that he's a racist. They've lost an argument that he colluded with Russia. They've lost the argument that he ruined the economy with his tax cuts. They've lost the argument that he colluded with Ukraine or did quid pro quo with Ukraine. So they don't have anything left other than to hope that enough of this sticks and makes him look as bad as possible in the 2020. Like I said, it's a one in a million shot, and really, the only thing that's going to take them down is an economic recession,
which isn't anywhere in the near future. They've been saying we're going to go into recession, we're going to go into recession, we're going to go into recession, and we haven't gotten near that. We've had no problems at all economically since Trump's been in office.
We're a lot closer than we look on the surface, I think. We talk about the jobs numbers and we talk about low unemployment and all that stuff, but under the surface, there are some issues. You know, the Fed is still bailing water, trying to keep rates artificially low because any sort of inflation would trigger a recession. It wouldn't take very much to push us into recession. So it's a little bit of a balancing act here. But all the signs seem to be good enough that it's going to last through 2020 at least.
Right, and that's kind of what I would say is that we're not in immediate danger right now, and the economy is fragile. It's no matter what, and it's always going to be a balancing act to make sure that we stay afloat and we stay above those inflation numbers, and today's numbers actually from what I read helped us out with that.
Yeah, they do. I agree with that. The thing that I'm very concerned about is the burgeoning debt. The national debt could reach a point that, you know, point of no return where we can't draw our way out of that, and that would be catastrophic. So that's something to, you know, keep your eye on and see how close we get to that point where, you know, it could in and of itself cause a massive recession. But,
and that's,
you know,
and
like
that's,
the near-term stuff looks really rosy, so it doesn't seem like that's very close right now.
Right. And so, and well, that's why they need to find another way to go, because they were thinking that the economy would help them out, and it hasn't. Basically everything that the Democrats have tried hasn't worked, and it's just hurt them more and more and more. And
this is where their economic illiteracy comes into play, because they always every single time we lower taxes, they say that that's going to ruin the economy and that it's going to create higher debt. When in fact what we've seen, like we have seen every single other time we lowered taxes, we see higher tax revenue. We are swimming in the highest amount of tax revenue we've ever seen in the history of our federal government, because the lower taxes lead to more spending, more economic growth, and more money available to be taxed. It grows the pool. So that's how tax cuts work,
right.
They're always exactly wrong on that.
Yeah. And it's fear-mongering, and it's a scare tactic that they try to use. And once people realize that there's no storm to weather, then, you know, they just walk outside and they have clear skies the entire time. Then they realize that they were wrong in trying to do this. But that's another thing, is that every time that they try to use this as a fear tactic, they get called out on it, and they go, no, it's going to happen this time. And it doesn't come to be. And the few times when we have been in the recession, but it's been more of a major economic situation that's put us there. Such as the 2008 housing crisis. It's something
right,
like that.
Right,
the
dot-com bubble, or, yeah.
Right, exactly. It hasn't been tax cuts that have caused that. Especially not. I mean, if you go for a major tax cut, which I don't believe that's what happened here. If you go for a major tax cut, then you're putting yourself into a bigger danger area. But I don't think we're not near that right now. It could happen, but, you know, as long as we continue to, like you said, it's that fragile balance that we have to continue to have to make sure that our economy stays straight. But you know, for 3 years, almost 3 years, I should say now, Trump's been doing a good job and his administration has been doing a good job of keeping that balance and keeping the people happy, getting them more jobs, raising the income rate, keeping the unemployment low and keeping the people happy. And the only people that aren't happy are the people that just don't like Trump.
Well, that's exactly right. And they try to find ways to poke holes in it, and they just expose their own economic illiteracy again, which is a source of great amusement for me. So at least there's that.
All right. You have any, what podcast do you do? I know you're a podcaster also. Let us know about your podcast real quick, because we have about a minute left.
Yeah, David, I want to get you on the podcast at some point here pretty soon too. We need to expand on this conversation. It's Behind the Curtain with Jeff Reynolds. You can find it on anchor.fm or on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, Spotify, all your major podcast services. It's Behind the Curtain with Jeff Reynolds. It's the same title as my book.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, really appreciate you coming on. Thank you for being a guest and discussing impeachment and just everything that's, you know, you're up in Portland, so stay strong up there, man, because that's not an easy place to be right now. And make sure Antifa doesn't try to tell you which way you can turn on the streets.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't drive in Portland very often anymore. You know, I live in the suburbs, and I'm happily ensconced in a nondescript neighborhood where people can drive right by me and not realize I'm there.
Awesome. Awesome. Again, well, thank you. Thank you again, Jeff, for coming on, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right. I'm Dave Goss, filling in for Joe Messina. He'll be back. Check out the website for Stations and Times. Have a great rest of your day, and God bless.